This is Dr. Mejia, the clinical patient Sergio Fernandez, Medicare record 45371, date of birth 2/26/1938. Referring physician, Dr. Giovanni Hernandez, procedure performed AGD and colonoscopy, secondary procedure biopsy, state of the procedure June 8, 2022, indications, melena, heartburn, epigastric pain, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, erosive gastritis, number 2, gastric ulcer, number 3, transverse colon and cecal polyp. Next number, internal hemorrhage. Next number, diverticulosis, coli, perioperative defect, insertion, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD, cecum for the colonoscopy, complications, non-immediately, medication, atrial anesthesia care, withdrawal time was aminous, preparation was good, perioperative. Operative procedure, as per double template, perioperative findings, oropharynx appear normal, perioperative esophagus appear normal, perioperative stomach, this diffuse erythema in the antrum and body with erosions in the antrum of the stomach, biopsies taken in the antrum and body period. There's a small clean base ulcer in the stomach, about 5 millimeters, and this is in the antrum of the stomach near the pylorus. Biopsies taken, perioperative duodenum D1, D2 appear normal. Biopsies taken from second portion of the duodenum, rula celiac disease, perioperative. Colonoscopy findings and a rectum, internal hemorrhage grade 2 period, same way descending colon, multiple diverticular seen, perioperative stone infection, appear normal, perioperative transverse colon, scattered diverticulosis present, period, paragraph, there's a diminutive polyp in the transverse colon, 3 millimeters, pair removed by co-biopsy, polypectomy, perioperative hepatic flexure, appear normal, perioperative descending colon, scattered diverticulosis present, perioperative. Cecum, there's a diminutive polyp in the cecum, about 2 millimeters, pair removed by co-biopsy, polypectomy, perioperative. Recommendations 1, follow pathology reports, number 2, anti-reflux measures, number 3, avoid NSAIDs, number 4, monitor clinical next number, we start a patient on protonics, follow milligrams 3 daily, next number, patient will need a repeat EGD in 6 to 8 weeks to document gastric ulcer healing, perioperative. Next number, high fiber diet, next number, 5 is fermentation, next number, patient needs to follow up in GI in 3 to 4 weeks period.